or C that we give is quickly released into the urine. Therefore, most of the rivers in our country have good vitamin levels. Fifth, an excessive intake of vitamins A and D, however, are stored in the body. An overdose of these vitamins can cause severe headaches or kidney stones. In summary, vitamins and minerals are already present in foods. Vitamin supplements are a good example of more is not better.
Ah, the toddler appetite. Picky, yet far from discerning. Voracious at times, positively uninspired at others. Vicki Lansky examines that curiosity that is the toddler appetite.
It's normal for toddlers to eat less than babies do. They just aren't growing as fast and simply do not need as much food. In spite of the fact that experts have told parents this for a long time, it's still hard for most parents to believe it. The danger is not that 1 to 3 year olds won't eat enough, but that adult anxiety will turn mealtime into a power play between parent and child. Toddlers learn early that eating or not eating is a very good way to gain control over grown-ups. So here are some ways to prevent conflict over food. Serve small portions of all food and don't insist that your child clean his plate. Introduce new foods one at a time. If your child rejects a new food, don't make a fuss about it. Just try again later. Allow your toddler to feed himself, no matter how slow and messy he might be. Toddlers often eat lots of things with their fingers that they wouldn't take from you on a silver spoon. You can try to trick your child into eating more nutritious foods by hiding things like wheat germ in meatloaf or serving green peas with a dollop of ketchup, but don't get carried away. Remember, love is not equal to the amount of food your child eats.
From the pediatrician's perspective, let's listen to Dr. Alvin Eden enlighten us on the subject of appetites.
At around 1 year of age, many babies lose their appetites. They become choosy and finicky eaters and develop distinct food dislikes. If you realize that this decreased appetite is normal and to be expected because little toddlers gain and grow more slowly than before, you won't worry about it. There are days when your child may eat next to nothing. Believe me, he won't starve or waste away. Mealtimes must be pleasant and relaxed. If you want your child to learn to eat properly, don't make his life miserable by forcing him to eat when he's not hungry. Allow his appetite to determine how much and how little he eats. Of course, if you stuff him full of junk food, non-nutritious snacks, between meals, you will make things even worse.
When you are doing battle just to get a single spoon of peas into your toddler's mouth, how can you even think about a healthy diet? Dr. Barton Schmidt has some ideas.
It's a good idea to think in terms of the four basic food groups when planning your family diet. Ideally, you should be getting 20% of your calories from the milk, meat, and eggs food group, and 80% of your diet from the fruit, vegetable, and grain food groups. Obviously, we eat excessive amounts of meat and dairy products in this country. Check yourself on the following recommendations. First, one serving of meat per day is adequate for normal growth and development. Two servings is maximum. Second, eggs should be limited to 3 or 4 a week. Third, after your child's second birthday, switch to 2% milk. Fourth, try to serve fruit or fruit juice at every meal. Offer fruits for dessert and snacks. Start every day with a glass of fruit juice. Fifth, when making casseroles, increase the amount of vegetables and decrease the amount of meat. For better health, remember, more fruits, less meats.
The first step to getting good food into the mouths of your children is to take the right steps at the grocery store. Vicki Lansky has ideas for selective shopping at the market.
Much of the food in the grocery store has been placed there by food processors who derive large profits from their packaged goods. It is necessary to shop armed with knowledge, and a calculator wouldn't hurt either, to get the best buy for our money. The most healthful way to shop in your supermarket is to shop only the periphery of the store. The most wholesome and necessary foods are nearly all located in the outer aisles. There you will find dairy products, meat, produce, frozen foods, and probably the bakery area. Ideally, you should shop alone. Why? So you can read labels, compare prices, and not be coaxed into buying items you don't need. If sugar is listed as the first ingredient, that means there's more sugar in that package than any other single ingredient. Read carefully, though, because food companies often combine grains on labels but split the sugars, listing each type separately. Then sugar does not appear as the first ingredient.